a hot and dusty road. Tramps a soldier with his load. To spend, will his journey never end?
Welcome to the world of Stravinsky and his stage work, The Soldier's Tale, a chamber work for seven musicians, a narrator, actors, and in its full stage version, dancers. The story told in The Soldier's Tale revolves around a deal between a poor soldier and the devil, who of course appears in disguise. It's a story that starts a little oddly, quickly becomes spooky, and then it only gets worse, at least for the soldier, when he finally realizes the deal he's unwittingly made.
Marching home, marching on his way. Marching all the day, soon he will be home to stay.
That was the opening music to The Soldier's Tale, or in French, L'Histoire du Soldat. It doesn't take very long, at least on stage, for the soldier to realize he's been duped when he traded his violin for a book that would bring him untold wealth. It's a tale best told by the performers themselves, who in this recording are Jared McGuire as the soldier and well-known radio host Fred Child as the narrator.
Hooray! Here we are!
I'm home at last. Good morning, Mrs. Gray.
She's in her garden.
Hello, how are things with you?
She doesn't hear him. Never mind. Ah, there's Arthur.
Hey, Arthur!
He's mowing the five-acre meadow, good old friend and true.
Hey, what's the matter?
He doesn't reply.
Arthur, hi! Don't you know me? Why, it's Joseph. Joseph the soldier. Joe, you remember me, you know.
The mower mows on, and on we go. And there's the school with the tower and bell.
Joseph, old Joe, you remember me well.
Here's the mill, the inn, villagers everywhere. Men, women, and children all stare.
What's the matter? What's up? What's got into you all? Are you afraid of me or what? You know me, all of you, Joseph.
No one speaks. And then a door slams, and another slams, and more, and the rusty hinges shriek as every door slams shut.
That's funny,
he thinks.
But Mother will know. I'd better go.
She sees him coming. She screams and runs away. So then, he thinks,
there's my fiancée.
Married, with two children.
What? What? The dirty cheat. The dirty, rotten cheat. I know who you are at last. I know what's happened. I know you. It's taken me a while to get it, too. It wasn't 3 days. 3 years have passed. They all take me for a ghost. I'm dead among the living. Oh, the cheat. The dirty, rotten. And like a fool, I went and listened to him. Yes, I know I was tired and hungry, but that's no reason to go listening to the likes of him. Do you pay attention to what people you don't know tell you? No, you say, I don't know you, but what do? I listen to him. I should have had my suspicions, but no, I listened to him. Like a fool, I had to go and listen to him. And I gave him my fiddle. What a fool. And now what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
So, having realized he is lost to his own family, the soldier decides to use the devil's book to help. Help himself, at least, and he becomes a peddler and makes a fortune, only to realize what he now has is meaningless, and he gave up everything he really wanted. He made a deal. The question is, with what consequences, and what is the soldier going to do about it? Putting together this performance of The Soldier's Tale was a special treat for conductor Joanne Folletta. In writing about the project, she also makes some interesting points about why it was scored for such an odd instrumental ensemble. She says, Stravinsky based the composition of his orchestra on the only remaining musicians in Lausanne, in Switzerland, the others all having been called to fight in the Great War. And the results that he achieves with violin, bass, clarinet, bassoon, trumpet, trombone, and percussion, reveal an astonishing and potent creativity. Actors Fred Child, Jeff Beal, and Jared McQuire, actually Fred Child is the narrator, deliver an unforgettable reading of this old Russian fairy tale as Joseph the soldier trades his childhood violin for, in quotation marks, wealth untold. The question is, can money buy happiness?
Thank you.
That was the tango movement from The Soldier's Tale, one of the three dances the soldier plays for his princess as he tries to cure her of illness, and in so doing win her hand. That's the Reader's Digest version. The actual story is considerably more complicated. As part of his performance for the princess, he plays this lovely, slightly off-kilter waltz, charming and a bit creepy at the same time, like much of the music in this piece. The soldier comes close to defeating the devil. He almost beats him at cards and forces the devil to dance to the point of exhaustion. The devil collapses and is dragged away, but of course things are never quite that simple when you're dealing with the devil, as this music and the devil's narration make clear. First of all, there's the little chorale, as the soldier and princess celebrate the vanquishing of the devil. Then comes the devil's terrifying answer as he promises to wait and to win.
I shall have to wait, but this realm of yours is not so great. If once its frontier should be passed, then you'll be in my power at last. So do not push your luck too far, or then, my lady, you will find that you are back in bed again. As for her prince, he can't pretend he doesn't know. My patience now is at an end. He who laughs last, he laughs most, as I shall do to watch him roast.
You have been listening to a podcast about and some excerpts from Stravinsky's stage work, The Soldier's Tale, in a recording that features Fred Child as the narrator, Jared McGuire as the soldier, Jeff Beal as the devil, all accompanied by the Virginia Arts Festival chamber players and violinist Tianhua Yang, conducted by Joanne Folletta. It's on a new Naxos recording, catalog number 8.573537, available at all fine record stores. This is a recording you really need to hear complete. My summary is an inadequate introduction to a really finely told tale. In the end, it's not a happy tale unless you're rooting for the devil. But in an age where greed often seems to be celebrated above all, the story raises timely questions about how much we lose by our own choices. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.